countrywide on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by the Irish Farmers Journal. Follow our new Weanling Watch series for expert analysis and commentary from thousands of cattle sales weekly.
All right, a recent survey shows that 4 out of 5 people riding horses on roads in Ireland have had a dangerous incident with a car, including serious accidents involving injury to riders, horses, and horses being put down as a result of being hit by cars. Now, a safety campaign has begun as a result of the survey involving riders, the Road Safety Authority, and the Gardaí, asking for drivers to slow down approaching horses on rural roads. It seems to be an increasing problem, with many people getting in touch with our reporter Suzanne Campbell in advance even of this report when you posted it during the week, Suzanne, that you're going to be doing it. What is it, and why is it such an issue at the moment?
Yeah, it's amazing. I mean, I put a Facebook post about this report that I was doing and a Twitter post, and I was literally, I've been inundated, hundreds of people writing and commenting and saying, oh, this has happened to me, I've been in this situation. I suppose social media allows people to share their experiences, you know, good and bad, and ally with other people and say, this is happening to me as well. I think probably the biggest reason is, you know, more urban populations in Ireland. There's less rural spread of people, and we're unfamiliar, you know, many of that population with seeing large animals, cattle, horses on roads, and they don't know how to behave around them. I suppose for us in our area, and I think this is echoed across the country, the pandemic also exacerbated things. And this is because more people came onto rural roads, exploring rural Ireland, going to little beaches, going down boreens, looking at the countryside more. And this is brilliant. But that, you know, increase in traffic brought about definitely more incidents. And, you know, I would have heard this from different people as well over the past 6 months, in the past kind of year, I suppose. You know, the main problem is that drivers don't understand that they should slow down approaching a horse and rider, and they don't often obey signals to slow down because some horses are very finicky on the roads. They're young, they're inexperienced. At worst, then, drivers try to overtake the rider, the horse, often hitting the horse or rider. And I mean, I've even had my daughter hit by a horse, or sorry, hit by a car on her leg, and I've had another horse hit in the rear by a car. So this is really real. It's happening all the time. And, you know, and these are horses that haven't spooked and come onto the middle of the road. And if they spook and scare and come onto the middle of the road, they can end up on the bonnet of the car and go in on top of the driver. And that's where you're really talking about the dangerous stuff. So to give an idea of what's happening, you know, beyond me, And the people that I got in touch with, to bring it live to listeners, I spoke with rider Dave McCormick. He's a very experienced horseman, point-to-point producer and sport horse judge. And he began describing one of his bad experiences riding on the road near Athlone.
I was riding down along and a car was coming quite fast behind me. There were others, there was oncoming traffic as well. And I waved him down, tried to slow him down. He screeched his brakes. The horse got a bit of a fright and backed up onto the footpath, trying to get away, but he hit him straight between the chest. I was knocked up onto the roof of his car, thrown out across the road into the oncoming traffic, who luckily stopped in time. And the horse galloped away as best he could. He was subsequently put down. The horse had to be destroyed. And I was lucky that I wasn't killed. That was my first bad experience. I've had one or two experiences with lorries as well, even in the country. I lived in a place outside Mullingar. I was knocked down with a lorry. The horse bolted and jumped into a field, ran along a hedge. But I have to say, I've had some good experiences too. I've had people who, particularly lorry drivers, who will slow down, and motorbike people who will turn off motorbikes and go by you, you know, and show courtesy.
Do you think as well people mightn't be aware of potential fatalities to actually the driver or the occupants of the car if they have some kind of an incident with a horse?
I think they've got absolutely no idea that, you know, apart from the danger they're doing to the horses and the people that are riding them, that for a horse to come in through their windscreen and the potential for fatalities are extraordinary. They seem to have no idea of their own safety, apart from the safety of others. All they have to do is slow down, give you a little bit of room, I mean, a good 6 feet or whatever distance, and everybody can manage safely. So they seem to be completely unaware of their own, the danger to themselves.
So it really is about just that empathy, you know, slowing down, looking at what the rider is asking for. And in many, many cases, farmers as well. Moving sheep, particularly in upland areas, I see it all the time here. Cars coming up right behind the sheep, beeping and beeping and beeping and beeping, and just not understanding that someone's doing their job and needs a little bit of time or courtesy. And I suppose it goes for all of us, you know, people walking, people cycling on a road, people walking with small children. Passing them at speed is just dangerous. Whether you're a car, a lorry or a cyclist, it's inviting an accident. But with horses, this is an added extra danger for everybody involved. I talked to equestrian photographer and breeder Siobhan English, who lives on a farm in West Wicklow, and they've got sucklers, sheep and horses, so they have the problem with livestock as well when they're trying to move it. And she began the recent campaign, and I asked her why.
Yeah, I've been riding a long time, but in the last couple of years, since I moved here to Dunlavin, our farm, the farm is situated very close to a road, extremely busy road. And I started riding on it weekends, trying to pick a quiet time during the day. Mm. And just noticed, you know, on that stretch of road, which is a very short stretch of road from here to the closest woodland, just the lack of acknowledgement from drivers. You give them the hand signals, they just tend to ignore them. You know, they come up behind you, sweep up behind you. And it just, I'd had a couple of scares, particularly in the last 12 months. And I just got so frustrated. I went online onto Facebook and I just wanted a rant, basically, to tell people how frustrated I was. And it just literally snowballed. So many people came back and said, we've had bad experiences. We've been hit by cars. You know, we've been so terrified. We will never ride on the road again. Started talking to my friend, Anne O'Connor, and said, listen, I think we just need to get a survey done to see how bad the situation in Ireland really is.
When you say bad incidents, do you feel in your experience that it was to do with speed or lack of awareness, or how would you characterise it? Is it a number of things?
It's a number of things, but definitely a lack of education. And that's one of the points that we really want to work on now. It needs to start with young drivers. You know, when they're doing their learner tests, that they have to understand the rules of the road when it comes to animals, horses, cattle, sheep, all animals, you know, that it needs to be introduced into part of the driving test, certainly in the theory test, that you have to give horses and animals a wide berth. You must slow down. You cannot say, you know, well, this is 100 on this road, so I'm going to do 100 passing horse. That's not how it works. People just don't think, they're running their kids to school or their truck drivers trying to get from A to B, and they just don't understand the impact of a horse hitting a vehicle and the damage that it can do, not only to the rider and the horse, but the driver. So we said, okay, we'll get a survey out. We got 1,700 replies. The results were quite frightening. You know, 4 in 5 riders, 84%, said, yeah, we've had an issue on the road. There is a problem. 12% resulted in injury either to the horse or rider. From the 1,700 people that replied, there were 6 horse fatalities in amongst those figures, which was, from the RSA's point of view, was unacceptable. And so when they looked at the figures, they said, oh my God, okay, they sat up and they said, yeah, things are really bad.
So, you know, armed with the survey results, Siobhan and Anne were able to go to the agencies, the Road Safety Authority, the Gardaí, and just ask what could be done. So they've made video campaigns, they've put them on social media, just to outline, you know, obey the instructions. There's very few people you have to obey instructions from on the road, and they are basically Gardaí, a lollipop lady and or man, and someone with livestock. I asked Regina Staunton from the Road Safety Authority, who are now involved in the campaign, engaging with us, you know, how they can reach drivers better and make this more safe.
We have a number of messages for drivers and for on-road users, to be honest, and that's to slow down and to pass wide if we see horse riders on the road, and especially for car or for vehicle drivers, not to use the horn. If it's a heavy goods vehicle, not to use the air brakes, because this can really spook horse on the road. If it's a cyclist that meets horse, we'd ask cyclists to also remain alert, because horses, they may not see the cyclist coming or they might not hear the cyclist coming, and they can so easily spook. So again, just to maybe make sure that the horse rider hears you coming. And also, of course, we'd have advice for the horse rider themselves, and it's to make sure that they're visible, to wear the high visibility clothing, just to ensure that the other road users can see you on the road.
Yes, safety gear,
is obviously something really, really important, and it does give drivers a lot more time to see riders. But I suppose going forward in the campaign, is there opportunities maybe to stress in driver education, to obey hand signals of people with livestock? There seems to be a few gaps there where people literally don't know what you're talking about when you use the signal to slow down.
Well, every driver is required to know the rules of the road. And there is a chapter in the Rules of the Road book that covers off respecting other road users, as well as the rule in relation to encountering people who are in charge of animals on the public road. So that's all available within the Rules of the Road book. Then during the various EDT, that's the essential driver training sessions. A driver should interact with horse riders, and indeed any situation where someone is in charge of horses on the public road. But to accompany that, we also have the Horse Road Safety on Public Roads booklet, and that's available on our website. And this guide just reminds people of their legal obligations when using the road, and it can be used by all road users, how people should behave if they meet a horse rider on the road, or indeed as a horse rider, how you should behave on the road as well towards other road users. So the main message that they relay would be, regardless of whatever type of road user that you are, be it a horse rider, be it a motorist or a cyclist or a pedestrian or whatever type you are, the key message would be to follow the rules of the road, but also to ensure that there's a mutual respect towards everybody.
Regina Staunton of the Road Safety Authority, ending that report from Suzanne Campbell. Suzanne, thank you. Well,